This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Sam and Greg on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg. You can take us with you in the Odyssey app. It's a Sunday morning. It is just, we are overrun with pollen. Be very, very mindful of that if you're heading out today.
It's out there.
It is ever present. But we say on this 23rd day of March, good morning, Georgia!
Morning.
And a good morning to all you folks helping people out in Mountain Park.
Mountain Park.
Mountain Park up there in Gwinnett County.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll say good morning. Good morning to them, folks. And let me sit myself down. Good to see you, man.
All
good
right,
to
man.
See you yesterday for that drive.
No.
That drive-by show we did.
Yep.
And Noelle, too. She's going to be joining us a little bit. We're going to talk college
basketball.
Yes, she will.
We're going
to talk a little bit men's and women's. We got stuff going on. I mean, most of the shows that you will hear today are setting you up for college basketball, and rightfully so. But you know, when you get Sam and Greg, you get a little bit of everything. You get some NASCAR news. We got some news. We got Lewis Hamilton winning his first Ferrari race, right?
Ferrari race, but yeah, well, that was like the sprint. There, they just finished. The race for this
for this week. Stubborn?
Yep. So we'll get people into what's happening with that too.
We got that going on. We got Hawks going on here. Draymond and Trey on the same court. You know there was going to be some chirping going on, and actually got some fun sound from that. We're going to get to something special coming up at 8 o'clock. We were going to try and have it last week. Didn't work out. Jamal Lewis will be joining us.
Yes.
Coming up straight up at 8 o'clock.
Yep. Tell you about something special you can do as a fundraiser. You got think different things you do as fundraisers. During the off season, especially for the high school football programs, Chamblee High School football got one very special and unique. And he's bringing along one of his former teammates, who is also now involved with Chamblee football, Ed Reed. So that's coming up at 8 o'clock.
All right. Something else. Oh, and right there at the top of the hour. Normally we do just all local, but we have another little special.
Yeah, Lamont McIntosh is going to come by, former Georgia State standout, and he's. Man, we partner a lot with Georgia State basketball broadcast, but he's doing something very special with some of his teammates from high school for a teammate that is in need that is coming up. And we'll ask him a little bit about the tournament, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's top of the hour.
And just, you know, don't mess with me because I'm on steroids.
All right. Yeah.
You know that, right?
You can hit a baseball 500 feet. You even got the jersey on for it. There we go. All right, now. He's ready. You ready to go.
We got to send this picture out. I wore this specially. married couples out there know what I'm talking about. I wore this special for you. I got my hair done. I got my nails done. I got all this for you. So we're gonna post a picture here. But I have two things I want to mention. I had some fun with you last week.
Yes.
About, just some insignificant information, but I took it to another level. And I had something having to do with a state. In this country.
Okay.
That you didn't expect we would be talking about. Do you remember what that state was?
Maine.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I have another fun fact for you.
Uh-oh.
Having to do with Maine. I'm going to try and produce a Maine fact.
Okay.
Every week.
All right.
Are you ready for this? Did you know that the state of Maine is the only state in America that only borders one other state?
Really?
Y'all,
because the rest of it borders Canada.
Well, be that as it may, it only borders one other American state.
Yes,
and that's your fun fact of the day. I don't know about fun, but it's a fact of the day, right? It's so I'm gonna give you some because you
don't know if it's fun.
Week.
You don't know if it's fun. Do with it what you will.
Yeah,
what you will.
And by the way, Maine is also the first state that sees the sunrise in America.
I can believe that. That sounds about right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I got some stuff for you here. Been working on it.
We know somebody that lives there too.
Who?
And we'll tell you in a minute.
I don't know nobody that lives
in
Maine.
Yeah, you do.
All right. Well, I also have another fun fact we're going to get to. So, like I said, I came prepared because I knew yesterday was going to be kind of a short one.
Drive
so
by.
I got all this stuff saved up. Anyway, we're just getting started on this Sunday morning. Thank you for letting Sam and I be a part of it. It's Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. You know, when we play this song, don't nobody want to hear from us. At least for the next few minutes. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Oh, yeah.
Take us with you on the Odyssey app. It is Luther, the song that you will hear, this version of this song, you will hear at least twice. At least twice in very prominent spots in the month of March. Well, now it's March and in April. When the thing ends, it's April already, so.
And we're going to get our shining moment this week because March Madness is headed for Atlanta. State Farm Arena this week, and we already know one of the matchups will be. One of the games, but we got a second one. We could have the Fighting Dave Archers. The Fighting Dave Archers could be here in town, man. Well, Dave would be thrilled. Maybe. He would be just thrilled, man.
Can Dave get some tickets?
If anybody could get some tickets, he'd be able to get
them. But you know that we can't get no tickets, and you got to help me out here. You got to pray for me because you know who that other team is, and I'm already being hit up for tickets.
All right. Well, you know Michigan State has a chance to be here as well. Matter of fact, I think Michigan State will be here. I'm just saying, you're going to have Michigan and Michigan State in town at the same time.
And I got no juice.
Woo!
I got no pull in that regard.
I will say this, and I got to check and make sure to confirm this, and if I don't find out today, I'll put it on my social media. But normally when a regional or any NCAA is played, the day before the first games are played is an open practice that is open to the public. I got to find out for sure if that is the case here. But if you can't get tickets to the game, you can go and watch the team's practice for free.
For what they want to show you.
They just want to see them work out. They're just going to shoot some layups. They're going to take some jumpers. But each team works for an hour. Hmm. And usually the cheerleaders are there and the pep band is there to play for them. So it's a cool atmosphere to give you a taste of it, even if you can't get a ticket to actually go to games.
Okay.
So I'm just saying that for folks who can't get tickets, you know, or if not, you wait outside and see who loses, and you get them tickets for the next. I'm just saying that there's ways to play this thing. So that's all I'm saying.
For those who want to hustle.
You
got to hustle some.
You got to be there. Know when people leave out if they're ready to leave town.
Got to come down on MARTA because you can't get a parking spot.
Right, right.
See, I'm saying it's a whole thing to just get yourself in position. It's like going. It's like going to the New Year's Eve parade. Right. First of all, you got to get down here.
Yeah.
Then you got to get a position.
You got to stake out your spot there.
So I'm saying
put that lawn chair out there, whatever.
people have the great ideas, but they don't work through the details.
Talk about this tournament. This tournament is missing something that we usually like to see.
Yeah.
And that is a Cinderella. We do not have one.
And I lost my story.
Yeah.
With Patino going out.
But I'm just saying we usually have a. We went from several years ago having all these Cinderella teams knocking all the big brands out to now you do have the teams from the major conferences. And there's several reasons for that, Greg. Yeah. Well, one of them
Some things just happenstance.
Two things I think happen. The teams in the major conferences have spread the cash around. And of those guys who might be that good, you don't get a collection of guys. You get a collection of guys who get experience playing together, but you don't have that guy who said, how'd that guy get below the radar? How did he get to Florida Atlantic? How did he get to San Diego State? And we end up, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so this guy ends up in a power conference team, but also that what the tournament committee does is give more spots to the teams in the major conferences. And your teams that are group of five or your mid-majors, those conferences are not getting more than one spot. And so in the past, schools like conferences like Conference USA, Missouri Valley, you know, you would see them get more than one team in, and that's not happening. So that's the other part of it. You're going to shrink the number of those, you know, mid-majors that could come in and turn your brackets upside down. And then you're going to, you know, you're going to make sure and have more from the conferences, main conferences. The SEC, they've had their problems. The Big Ten finally lost the game. The Big Ten was beating everybody, and they finally lost a couple of games yesterday. UCLA goes out and Wisconsin goes out.
Well, I told you what Wisconsin was going to do. I told you that yesterday morning. That's what they do. They just they come up looking like they're going to be the prom queen, and then but the person parking the cars. They always do that. They always football, any major sport. They show up, they act like they're going to make some noise, and then
BYU knocked them out last night. That was a good ball game too. 91-89 the final. BYU gets the win there. We're going to see Alabama later on today and see what they're able to do.
But understand what you were just talking about. Again, yeah. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And you went through a very lengthy explanation as to why you feel like the changing nature of college basketball, at least tournament time, there's no Cinderellas and all of that sort of stuff. But the lead still comes down to this. How much are them programs willing to pay?
Yep.
People need to understand that. These kids walk in there, when they come into your home, how much you going to pay me? And we've heard everybody from Nick Saban to Coach K to all the people who were doing it who got out and said that was one of the reasons why. And maybe not the sole reason,
yeah,
but one of the reasons why.
Right.
Because it wasn't about teaching. It wasn't about growing men.
Or it wasn't even about their brand. It wasn't about the brand.
Don't you want to
be a part of this brand? And that's the thing that I think the women's tournament has that the men's tournament has lost. I think. But you know, I'm not saying that you're saying it like everybody's coming in and like, what you got to pay for me. And everybody ain't doing
that. No, we're not saying everybody.
Everybody ain't doing
it. You're saying that dude who's not showing up on that team. I'm saying the people who fall into that category,
yeah,
who are that dude, they are the ones going, hang on a second. Now, what you got for me? That's where that conversation is taking place.
Absolutely. I think that's the thing that we're seeing the impact of, you know, and that's why we're not seeing teams, because I'm disappointed. You know, my goodness, we're going to have Tim Scarborough later on. I'm going, hey, man, I was going with your Liberty folks. I thought the Liberty folks were going to no Liberty folks. You know, so I asked some teams. I mean, Drake got through a round. They beat Missouri. They can get past Texas Tech. And so I thought that they might go a little ways. There's some teams that I thought, you know, as I went through my brackets, I did throw a couple of upsets that I thought would make it, but not this time. You know, not happening.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. When you get a sec, Noel, love for you to join us. I know you got some thoughts on not just the men's, but also the women's side of what's going on. Of course, you got the matchup today. No, that was yesterday that UConn played on the women's side.
Yep.
They got the win. And I'm sure they went out and celebrated a little bit, because turning 71 years old today is Gino.
Gino.
It's his birthday today.
It's his birthday, and like I said yesterday, I think this is, you know, he's going this time. I think this may be the time
that
it was his last run, but his last championship for sure, I think. And if he gets the championship this time, maybe so. Maybe so.
That'll
He's still got a pretty well-stocked team. He's still got a pretty well-stocked team of players that will be returning. But if he wins his time, him and Paige may just walk out at the same time.
And listen, what did we just get through talking about? Maybe he's of that ilk, of that coaching area, where he just don't want to deal with.
Oh, he's been very vocal about that.
That's what I'm saying.
He's been very vocal about that.
He's put up with it.
But at the same time, with the spotlight that the women's game is getting right now, don't you want to hang around if you can? To me, that's the thing. If you're competitive and you're still attracting that caliber of player, because to me, with the women's game right now, the brand still does it. Whereas with the men's game, it's all about what can you give me. I mean, there's a little bit of that, what can you give me too? But I think that's why you're really not seeing any Cinderellas in the women's. Well, you got one. We got the Jackrabbits, baby. South Dakota State, the Jackrabbits are a Cinderella. I don't know how much further they're going to go, but they've made it through, and they're continuing to play. We'll see them tomorrow night, because that's who UConn has next. The Jackrabbits knocked off Oklahoma State. We'll see how the Jackrabbits do at UConn.
Well, see, you get yourself all tickled here, and I'm saying we didn't spend much. We got to remind everybody that you have this thing about some of these.
Well, the nicknames. Because we only see these folks this time of year. So most of the time we don't hear from a lot of these schools. And so that's the cool thing, I think, about the NCAA tournament, about March Madness. You have some schools that don't play football that play this and they excel, or this is the sport that they really excel in. And so it makes it fun to see some different folks and some different people. You got Ball State, they're fighting David Letterman. You know, but they're actually the Cardinals.
The Cardinals, yeah.
But you know, you have some of that in this
tournament. You know, that'd be a good name for a band.
What's that?
The Jackrabbits.
The Jack. There probably has been a band named
I'm sure,
the Jackrabbits.
I'm wondering what type of music.
I don't know.
See, that's what I'm saying. You could assume that they would be this, that, or the other thing. I'm sure Noelle will tell us what she thinks. If your band was the Jackrabbits, what kind of music do they play?
How much are you enjoying the coverage, the commentators, and seeing these guys in the commercial spots?
Not as much as you, but I do enjoy them. And when I see them, I realize where we are, and I think about the people who came before us and what they would think of that. See, that's what I'm thinking. That's what pops into my mind. I can't help it. I think about, like, you know, Pop's gone, but if he were to sit, think about your family members that are gone.
All right.
But if you were to bring them back for, you know, just a weekend, and you told them that they're going to be watching a sport that, and you give them the particulars of this sport and how it's changed over the years, and then you tell them, oh, by the way, here's my phone. You can make a bet on that game too if you'd like.
Wow.
Think about that. Think about the relatives who you have you could bring back and tell them that and have them sit there on the sofa and
I'm glad you took it in that direction.
Because all that
did you notice that there are commercials that the NCAA is running intermediately telling people to, you know,
watch yourself.
Mind what you're saying to these players and these and what you call
it. Don't go after them. You're absolutely
you know,
right. Yeah. Don't go after players because you lost a bet.
I mean, that's a sign of the times.
Yeah.
It's truly a sign of the times as we watch this tournament and enjoy the competition and enjoy the and learn the personalities. That's the thing. You have a certain team, you pull for them, you get to know a certain player, you get to know something about the coach, or, you know, a backstory or two. And that's a cool thing about this. For 2 or 3 weeks, we do a quick dive because football lasts so long.
Right.
We follow football into February.
We're following football now. We're still wondering where that knucklehead Aaron Rodgers is going to land. Still talking about it.
And
he visited with the Steelers.
Yeah.
So again, we're they have got something in the water, the NFL. And God bless.
Well, no, they ain't got something in the water. They just got a massive machine.
Yeah.
That's what happens with that. But I mean, even that though ends up taking a back seat to what's happening with this basketball tournament for these few weeks. And
exactly.
I think it's a lot of fun.
For the few weeks.
Yeah.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, man.
And this might fall under blasphemy or whatever, but given what we had last year in college basketball, not WNBA, but in college, now the two mainstays of that storyline are now in the WNBA. Do you think, and I think they get one really good year of residue from what happened last year, and you still got Beckers out there, still got Juju out there in USC, but will the anticipation of the women's college basketball season next year continue to be as white hot as it is going into this year because of what Caitlin and Angel did last year?
Yeah.
You believe it to be the case?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because I'm waiting and seeing.
This year you can't tell. I'm just wondering if it will continue.
Same.
Well,
next
Juju's
year.
Not a senior. She's not. This is just her second year. She'll
Again,
be back.
I'm just wondering if it will continue.
Absolutely.
And that includes everything, not just the players who bring you to the TV. It's the promotion of the sport.
Well, not just that, though. But that's because you got players that people say who will be back, and you got coaches who are these
figures. Well, on the college level, we know that's what runs
right.
it.
Right, so, but that's
coaches.
The thing. When you talk about the women's game, those coaches are going to be in place.
But,
you know, unless Geno does leave UConn, but the coaches are there.
But the uniqueness of what we saw last year was that it wasn't the coaches that were the prominent storyline. It was those two players and what they were up to. And then they moved that story to the WNBA.
WNBA, right.
Okay. I'm asking, because I don't know, and we don't know. We don't have a big sample size yet to find out how long the residue will last from Caitlin and Angel's effect on college, not the WNBA, on the college women's basketball.
I think it's very much there. I think it's already there.
I didn't say it was there. I'm saying how long it will last.
Oh,
they get more year. They got this year. I'm wondering if next year.
I think it's more than that.
All right, well, we'll see.
Yeah,
that's all I'm asking.
What's next is from right here in Atlanta. And, you know, and that's the thing. And by the way, she made an official visit to UCLA this weekend while her father's school was playing out there. I'm talking about Kate Harpring.
Okay.
So Matt Harpring went to Georgia Tech. Yep. Georgia Tech was playing out at UCLA. She went to visit for an official visit to UCLA this weekend. So that's part of what's next. We already see it. It's here in our town.
Coming up, going to talk to Terrell Thomas, these Urban Times, Hawks. Where they are right now is a good playoffs, right?
They got a win, 124-115. They get a win over the Warriors last night.
Got to talk to him about a picture we got this past week from him.
Yeah.
Man,
how about
that,
huh?
You, him and Sass. Sayla is right around the corner.
They're hanging out with the right folks now.
Got money flying through the air. Fresh casting call for you. Jamal Lewis will be joining us at 8 o'clock straight up. Got an event out at Top Golf. You don't think of Top Golf and Jamal Lewis. We're sitting here talking.
Well, you will after you talk to him.
But after this, yes, we will. And Tim Scarborough going to talk about how he got you all worked up.
Over Liberty. And they and they ain't beat nobody.
over Liberty. And as I leave you, no, I'm going to bring you this news when we come back.
Okay.
I got two more little pieces of information. Mm-hmm. One having to do with that special state we have been focusing on.
Okay.
That's coming up. It is Sam and Greg headed to the 7 o'clock hour, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and take us with you in the Odyssey app.